Now, I noticed yesterday is ask your teacher if you can help them with a task. Did you do that?
No.
We'll gloss over that one as well. Help set the table for dinner. Now, do you think you'll be doing that later?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah. What do you think of this kindness advent calendar?
I think it was good because it's like something different because it hasn't been out for a long while. So everybody gets to do something different because it's like another challenge to do.
And what are you hoping for Christmas then, Libby? What have you asked Santa for?
I did want a new scooter because my old scooter and the brake didn't work.
Oh, that's a bit of a problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how do you stop?
So I had to, the brake slows it down, but when it's slowed down enough, I just put my feet down.
Right, okay. Also here now, Riley Ann, yes, it's your turn. So what have you done so far? You know, in this kindness advent calendar, what have you done so far?
On Friday, I shared the advent calendar with my friends and my mum. And on Saturday, I didn't smile all day because it would have hurt my face. But on Sunday, I went on a nature walk with my mama and her dog. That lasted for a long time. I was tired. And yesterday, I asked Miss McCard if he needed any help, which he didn't. And then today, I don't know what I've done. But there's one on there which send kind notes to other people. And when it was National Kindness Week, I think it was, I cut out a few pieces of paper and I wrote "You're amazing" on them. I sent it to Mr. McLeod and Mrs. Knight.
Oh, and what did they say?
That was nice.
And what else are you hoping for Christmas?
Roller skates.
Oh, right. Are you a good skater?
Yeah.
Are you?
I don't fall over.
What, never?
I fell over once.
Get away. Everyone falls out. That's part of roller skating, isn't it? Let's have a chat with Jessica. So how old are you?
Nine.
Okay. And just pick out some of the things that you've done from the kindness.
On Friday, I shared the calendar with my mum and dad. On Saturday, I smiled all day. And Sunday, I went for a walk in the nature.
Oh, right. You've been busy as well. When you shared the calendar then with mum and dad, what did they think?
They thought it was a good idea because they hadn't seen anything like that idea before.
Right. Are they doing it as well?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that they had to smile on Saturday?
Yes.
What made them smile?
Watching my guinea pigs roll over on their back and get a tummy tickle.
Well, I can't think of better things to smile at than that. And what are you particularly looking forward to doing?
Making a list of all my happy memories.
Oh, okay. That'd be nice. What are you hoping for Christmas?
A Nintendo Switch.
Now, I want to ask all three of you about this. If you had a choice between this and a chocolate advent calendar, which would you choose? Which
chocolate.
Is best?
Chocolate.
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 And
chocolate.
Right. Yeah, but if you had this as well, would you do this as well?
Yeah, give people the chocolate.
Oh, nice. Now, that's good. So you'd have the chocolate, but give it away?
Yeah.
All of the chocolate?
No.
They were brilliant. So thank you to the kids and Sir Mr. Seeley, head at Edgewood Primary School. It's a good idea, isn't it? Yeah. I love the way that kids, by the way, you ask them for an honest answer. They give you an honest answer. So they're doing this kindness advent calendar at the moment at school and presented with the choice between doing that and the chocolate one. They did go chocolate, but do you notice how they did say, oh, but we could share the chocolate? So the message has got through. I love that.